one of the greatest questions that you'll ever be asked in your life. Within this question, there is a great statement. The reason it's so great, not only does it apply to us personally, but it applies to us positionally. For Jesus made this statement in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 8. Let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this morning. Mark chapter number 8. Verse 34. Mark 8:34. Aren't you glad you can go to church where you can feel the presence of God? When he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You may be seated this morning. Father, thank you for the goodness of the day. I pray now you'd help us a few moments. May you do with the Word of God of only how that you can do. I pray you'd deal with our hearts across this assembly. I thank you for the Spirit of God that we've sensed in our presence. Thank you for this precious family that's come to minister to our heart through song today. I pray now that you'd get the honor and the glory. I pray you'd help me this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask you. Amen. And amen. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, in God's economy, losers are keepers. He said if a man would lose his life, then he could keep it. But if a man lived his life, he would lose it. So it lets me know that we must release ourselves and turn our hearts toward Him. And in this great Bible passage, Jesus asks this question, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There is in the Bible the description of our soul. It's found over in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. It's found in verse number 7, where here the Bible simply says this, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now we know that we are a triune person. We have been created in the image of God. We know that man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. The spirit makes us God conscious. if the Spirit of God has never come in and quickened your dead natural spirit, then you've never been made alive unto God. The Bible said that you must be born again. For a man to communicate with God, his spirit must be enlightened. His spirit must be lifted by God and touched, regenerated by the power of God. So the Spirit makes us God conscious. The soul simply makes us self-conscious. It houses and holds our desires, our ambitions, our motives. It holds our choices. Then the body makes us sense conscious, to feel, taste, and touch. But Jesus writes in this question about this soul, and everybody in this building has a soul. What you need to realize, when that heartbeat happens in the mother's womb, there is a soul with that heartbeat, and that soul's going to meet God. And I also believe that people is going to check in with God one day for killing these souls. But here in our Bible, I'm interested in this question that Jesus asked. What shall it profit a man if he'd gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There is the description of the soul in Genesis. Jesus wrote again in Matthew 10 and 25 about the soul. The soul is very important. Everyone here has a soul, body, and spirit. And our soul is going to meet God one day. Everybody in this building, their soul is going to meet God. In Matthew 10 and verse number 25, Jesus is talking here with His disciples. And He says in verse 28, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." Honey, let me tell you, you may kill this body, but you can't get to my soul. For my soul is kept in heaven's wonders this morning, sealed by the power and the grace of God. I'm glad Jesus has my soul in safekeeping today. Who has your soul today? Jesus said, "Fear not them that can kill the body, but rather fear Him." Who? God, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The description of the soul is so important. It's the most inner being of which that moves and motivates us, where we make our decisions from. Its central control is our soul. Jesus gave us this description of the soul. But then secondly, Jesus not only speaks about the description of our soul, but Jesus speaks to the delaying of making a decision for our soul. A delaying. Look in Luke 14 and 16. It's a powerful passage. Here Jesus is speaking not only about the description of the soul, but now the delay of the soul. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 16, look what the Bible says this morning. "He said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." I'm glad all things are ready for the sinner this morning. I'm glad Jesus has died for you. I'm glad the Bible goes out. I'm glad the gospel story is still relevant and ready in this day and this hour. I'm glad the Spirit of God is still dealing with hearts in this day and in this hour. He said all things are ready. And watch, and they all with one consent began to make excuse for the delay of the soul. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Here's a man that had a delay. He had a delay because of his wealth. He had bought a piece of ground and he must needs go and see it. I want to say this morning, if you owned every piece of the ground that ever connects to your property and you die and go to hell without God, you'll have nothing. You're going to leave it all behind. He said this. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to prove them. I pray they have me excused. There's one that is delaying because of his wealth. There's another that is delaying because of his work. He says, I have 5 yoke of oxen and I must go and prove them. And another said, I've married a wife. Therefore, I cannot come. So we see that men in this passage, they made an excuse about their wealth, their work, and their wife. And God talks about all things were ready, but they made great excuses. What is your excuse of accepting the Lord Jesus today? What is your excuse of laying your life down and picking His up? What is your excuse today? I've noticed there is a description of the question. I notice there has to be a delay in the question. Why would men ever want to lose their soul? Because they've delayed in coming to Christ. What is your excuse? Can I tell you, when you meet God, you'll have no excuse. Romans chapter number 1, the Bible says that man is without excuse. We're all going to meet God individually. The description of losing his soul. The delay in losing his soul. And but then in Luke 12, there is a danger of losing your soul. Luke 12 and 16. Jesus speaks again in a parable. And he deals with this question that I read to you this morning. The Bible said that he spake a parable unto them saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and I'll build greater, and there shall I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Time out. The danger of this question. Here this man assumed that he had tomorrow. A man is assuming that he was going to live past that day. There's a lot of you, you've probably thought about getting saved. You've probably thought about accepting the Lord Jesus. But this is what the devil's told you. You got other time. You may not have other time. And so Jesus brings this great passage to a conclusion. He said, I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, drink, and be merry. Verse 20, but God said, you better listen to what God said. God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? You know, as I was studying this text, I got to thinking, I went to an estate sale a few years ago. If I called the man's name, most everybody in Bowles would know who he was. He worked, he's a very successful man, he acquired a lot in this world. He had an estate sale, they ran it in the paper. I told her now, I said, honey, he liked old stuff. There may be a few items there. I'd like to go and see what's there for sale. I'll never forget, I pulled in the driveway. There was cars every place. I finally made my way in the door, and everybody was in the house just plundering through all of his stuff, looking at the price tags on everything. Front door open, back door open. They were going in and out. And I looked, this people, Brother Mike, was loading his stuff in a car and pulling off. He didn't take it with him. You better listen to this old country preacher this morning. You're not going to take nothing out of this world with you. You're going to meet God, and you better be born again by the good grace of God. What shall it profit a man? He shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. If you lose your job, you can find another job. If you lose your friends, God will allow you to run into other friends. If you lose your car, you can go buy another car. Friend, if you lose your soul, you can't get another soul. We're going through this place one time with our soul. And Jesus said, if I gained the whole world, what would it profit me if I lost my own soul? There's a saying, a man, the one that dies with the most toys wins. That's a lie out of hell. It's those that die in Christ are eternally saved. There's the delay of the soul, the danger of the soul. But lastly, there is a decision of the soul. I believe Jesus was a very balanced man. Matter of fact, many of you would be amazed at what he preached that others don't even preach. Jesus talked about picking up this cross, denying ourselves. Can I tell you, being saved is more than saying a prayer down at the Walmart. It's a life change. It's repentance before God, realizing you're a sinner. Sorry of your sinful ways and turn to God by faith. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and behold, all things are becoming new. Now in Hebrews 4:12, I want to say this and I'm closing. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. Brother David, I wish you'd lead us in a song today, and just as I am, if you could do that, be getting that ready. But I want to elaborate on this last point on the decision of the soul. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. For the word of God is quick. That word means alive. It's powerful. You know why the devil's wanting to get the Bible out of the churches? Because this has power. sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts me when it's preached. Piercing even, watch, to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. You remember the other day I preached on the Bible question on who am I? Body, soul, and spirit. And you remember the phrase that I made for the old man said when Adam sinned in the garden, when he sinned, the light of God turned off inside of him and his spirit fell in the basket of his soul. Now, when this Word of God is preached, it says it's dividing asunder of soul and spirit. When this Word of God goes out and the Word of God starts digging into your soul, you know what it's wanting to do? It's wanting to lift your spirit that you may be saved by the grace of God. But you must make a decision. God is not going to force salvation on you. You must respond by faith to God knocking on your heart. So what? That you get it all in this world and have not Christ and lose it all. We live in a modern day. Preachers have got too spineless to tell people there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. They want a little piety going on. Let me tell you something, friend. You die without God and go to hell in your sins. There's not a party going on in hell this morning. What shall it profit a man? You see, there is a decision for the soul. In 1 John 5, last place I go, Miss Sheriff, you'd be coming this morning. 1 John 5, verse number 11, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. End of statement. There's no other way to heaven except by the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, preacher, I'm a good person. Hold on a minute. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Preacher, I give my money to God. You can't buy your way to heaven. Preacher, I work hard. I raise my family. That's great. I think you need to. But have you ever been saved by the grace of God? He said, I've written these things unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Now this is what's going on this morning, I believe with all my heart, in some people's lives. You have a soul. You have a spirit. You have a body. This body's going to lay down. It's going to die one day. And my soul and spirit's going to meet God at that moment. There is no purgatory. There is no place to go get ready. Today is the day of salvation. There is no place that you can go get ready after here. You must get ready here. You felt the Lord nudge you at times. You've made excuse. Lord, I will tomorrow. But let me ask you something. What if tomorrow don't come? What if tomorrow don't come? Did you know that if you would simply by faith step out and receive Jesus Christ this morning. Repent of your sins and trust God. He'd save you. Oh, weary soul, that runs you and that you are, is your soul saved? Jesus died on the cross that it could be. But you'll have to respond individually to Him. You must receive Him for yourself. Now I want to ask you this, just as your country preacher this morning. Do you know your soul will be safe with Jesus when you die? Has there ever been a time that you've come to Him in your own way by faith and accepted Him to be your everything? You could get it settled this morning. What you'll have to do, as I've done and as everybody else that's ever been saved, you'll have to come to Christ. Realizing that you don't have what it takes, but He does. And He'd receive you if you'd come this morning. Let's stand around the building. Brother David, what's that number?